Last month, three different homeless organizations filed a lawsuit against the city of St. Petersburg, challenging the constitutionality of several local ordinances that target the homeless. City attorneys have called the suit baseless, saying that those ordinances were carefully vetted legally before being implemented. But homeless advocate Bruce Wright strongly disagrees. He helped organize close to 100 people today to protest and eat lunch in front of City Hall in downtown St. Pete after what he said was harassment yesterday by St. Pete police officers.
You know, in one case, there was a couple that had went to the store and left their stuff there to be watched. And when they came back, all of it was gone, including one gentleman's heart medicine. They were fortunately able to retrieve the heart medicine, but a number of stuff was discarded and thrown away. And as a result, they were pretty much fed up. They're tired of being bullied and pushed around by St. Petersburg police and the city of St. Pete. And they staged their own impromptu protest yesterday and then called us to come in and help today. So we served lunch in front of City Hall, which is something the city doesn't like anyway. And there was, I'd say about 80 to 100 members of the homeless community showed up for the protest.
Did law enforcement come by at all?
Oh, yeah. And in one case, they harassed this one couple that were living in their van because they had nowhere else to go and illegally searched their van, saying that they had an open container in the van. And they claim that the van is their home, so it should fall under the same category as a mobile home, which in a mobile home, you're allowed to pull over and have a drink. But anyway, they cited them and harassed them about that and some other things. We got some of it on videotape. And also the city security harassed some of our people, including one family that had a small child that they put undercover, and the security guards tried to demand that they not have the child undercover and be out in the open rain. And also my son, too, by the way, he was just sitting on the steps and they came and were rather belligerent to him. And, of course, I wasn't going to have that.
Yeah, no doubt. Bruce, we know a national organization is suing the city of St. Petersburg regarding homeless issues. If that suit is successful, will some of the tactics you're talking about now end?
Oh, yeah. They'll have to. And I think there's going to have to be a climate change there. We have a number of social service agencies and the homeless coalition that are inept at defending the rights of the homeless and really care little about that, care more about their funding. But once funding becomes attached to how the homeless are treated, and also once the homeless have more control, which is certainly one of the things that many of us hope for from all of this, then I think some of these social service agencies that have been cowardly in not speaking against the city, especially the homeless coalition, who's been very cowardly, in my opinion. And I'm speaking of the leadership. I'm a member of the coalition, but I have consistently asked that they speak up, and they just don't.